Audio version of Michael Leitman's blog. January 8, 2022. Levels of attainment, dreams, angels, visions. Question. There are prophets who received information in a dream. What is this way of communicating with nature? Answer. These are all levels of attainment. In fact, it does not mean a dream or a conversation or seeing with our usual instruments. It is often written in the sources that the prophets received information not directly from the Creator but through angels. Angels are a level of connection with the upper force, with nature. The highest level is adhesion with the Creator when all the forces that exist in a person are locked onto the Creator. There is no longer a division in communication into any levels, for example, vision, hearing, or sensations. Everything is included in this highest level. From CAB TV's Spiritual States, December 21, 2021. To feel love, you, yourself have to love. Question. The great Kabbalist of the 12th century Rambam compares love for the Creator with love for a woman, like someone loves sick whose mind is not free because of love for that woman, and he always abides in it, whether he sits or stands up, or eats or drinks. Love for the Creator should be in the hearts of those who love him and abide in it always, as we are commanded to always love him with all our heart and with all our soul. King Solomon also spoke about this. What is this state of being sick with love? Answer, this feeling cannot be conveyed in words. Love for the Creator is manifested to the extent that we can relate to him correctly. We feel the Creator all the time. Apart from him, there is nothing to affect us. This manifests itself through everything that is around us, and we constantly feel the manifestation of the Creator in us, but do not understand it. The Creator is hidden behind these sensations because since we are egoists that are opposite to the Creator, we cannot feel him. Like a child who does not understand his parents who treat him with all their love, he thinks that they do not want to give him what he wants. From the side of the Creator comes absolute love for us. We just feel it when we ourselves relate to him with love. To the extent our directions coincide, to this extent, we feel that the Creator loves us. Question, what does with all my heart and with all my soul mean? Answer, with everything that is in me, both desires and intentions. From CAB TV's Spiritual States, December 14, 2021. A hole in the soul the size of the Creator. A person has a hole in his soul the size of God, and everyone fills it as best he can, attributed to Jean-Paul Sartre and the notion of a God-shaped hole attributed to Pascal. What else does this craving, and this helplessness, proclaim but that there was once in man a true happiness, of which all that now remains is the empty print and trace. This he tries in vain to fill with everything around him, seeking in things that are not there the help he cannot find in those that are. Though none can help, since this infinite abyss can be filled only with an infinite and immutable object, in other words by God himself, Blaise Pascal, Pensées 7. My response, yes, only the Creator can fill this hole with himself. Question, that is, I must call upon the Creator to fill this hole in me? Answer, yes, so that he himself fills this hole with himself. Question, how can this be done? Answer, this is his business. Question, is the feeling of the hole a feeling of emptiness? What is it? Answer, it is a feeling that I really lack the Creator. Question, should a person feel that he lacks the Creator? Answer, yes. In order to fill the hole that the Creator initially created in him. Question, does it mean that the Creator created it on purpose? Answer, our egoism absorbs everything like a black hole and only the Creator can fill this black hole with himself. Question, I should say to him, come and fill this hole, I cannot live like this anymore? Answer, I must say, I ask you, I demand that the black hole in me that you created, You fill it yourself because I can do nothing about it. This is our ego. Only the Creator can fill it up. From CapTV's News with Dr. Michael Leitman, November 15, 2021. The development of a spiritual seed. Question: the human body dies along with all its earthly desires. What happens to the desire, which is called a point in the heart? Answer: nothing. If a person has not developed this desire, it exists in him in its rudimentary state, it remains in the form of a dot, like a drop of seed. How can we say about a grain not placed in the ground that there is life in it? I take this grain, grind it, and eat it. But I can plant it in the ground and something will grow out of it. This means it all depends on whether I am working to grow something from this drop of the spiritual seed or spiritual life. It exists in me in potential, but am I developing it? Do I give this drop a uterus, so to say, in which it could develop and be born? It is in this that I will become a person, but already a new one, in a different world. If I create a special environment around a drop of seed, the desire for the upper, a group, Kabbalah classes, and dissemination efforts, then I clothe it in a shell in which it develops and I begin to feel its development. This desire becomes more and more voluminous. I feel all kinds of qualities in it and various movements. Suddenly, through it, I begin to see a completely new world, new sensations, and new relationships. As in material life, the fetus developing inside the mother has no connection with our world and simply exists in a closed space. So first I go through such a period of intrauterine spiritual development. Then I am born and begin to feel myself existing in a different form, I develop in the spiritual world. We go through the same stages in it as in our world, only there we do not come to death because we merge. We begin to merge with our souls, our expanded, enhanced, developed desires. When we connect, then, like cells in the body, we begin to transfer to each other everything we only can and mutually interchange with each other. That is when our common body acquires a life and feels above itself. Just as the cells of the body act only for the body to exist, so our souls exist to maintain life above themselves, and because of this, they exist. From CapTV's Close-Up. Mystery of the Sphinx, February 5, 2010.